We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Chav. U'mitchilat tzich lidak lalim balachot elu. And initially, we have to know the general rules when it comes to these laws of watching our tongue. T'lashon hara u'chilut. When we speak about lashon hara and rechilut, two types of slander, two types of prohibitions. Lashon hara u'ainu m'saper b'gnut chavero. Lashon hara is when a person says something derogatory about his friend. Urchilut anu shesaper la'acher mash chavro diber alav ra'a o asa lo ra'a. And urchilut is when he tells someone what another person did that was bad to him, or spoke evil of him. So lashon hara is simply you're saying something negative about the person. Oh, toda rabah. Shokach. Welcome. So we said Lashon Hara is when a person says something negative about someone. You could say he's annoying, he's not so smart, he's stingy. Any term, anything that we say that's derogatory about the person. And Rechilut is when we say something that's personal. We say, you know what he said about you? You know what he did to you? When you weren't looking, he... whatever it is. So that's the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilut. Asur afilu advar emet. The first point that people forget, people overlook, is that it's prohibited even if you're telling the truth. People's argument is, but I said the truth, right? No one said you were lying. It's still prohibited. We'll explain this further later on. And I'll prove it, says the Chafetz Chaim, that all the halachic authorities agree that that's prohibited. We'll also show that the prohibition is in place regardless of whether the person is present or not. Sometimes people say, I said it in front of him. What's the problem? That's another problem, right? It could be even worse if it's in front of him. Later on we'll see that the prohibition is to tell over Lashon Hara. The prohibition is to listen, to accept Lashon Hara. Let me tell you what so-and-so did. So you think you're being passive. I didn't do anything. He said everything evil. No, we're going to see that there's a partnership in Lashon Hara. Both are transgressing. Yes?
Is Lashon Hara suspended in court?
That's an excellent question. We'll see later on. We'll see the exceptions. When yes, when no. When one has to lose one's job rather than cause someone else to lose their job. We'll see. Be'ezrat Hashem, we shall see. U'mekabel mikrei b'meh she'ma'amin b'libo la'sipur she'mesaper lo chavero. And accepting Lashon Hara is defined as believing that which one's friend tells us negative about someone. When someone tells us a juicy piece of Lashon Hara, you know what so-and-so did, you know that so-and-so said, when we believe it, that's called accepting Lashon Hara. Even if you don't assist him and tell him what else and where was it and who was there, you're not helping him. You're not being active in listening. The mere fact that you believe it. The fact that a person accepts, he believes in his heart what he's heard. With that, that's considered that he's accepting falsehood, and that's the prohibition of we're going to see how to define exactly lo tisa shem hashav. I want to leave that untranslated for now. And these rules that we just listed, the difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilut, that they're both relevant regardless of whether it's true or not, regardless of whether the person's present or not, that there's a prohibition to accept it. Like all other rules of Torah, there's the root, there are the branches. We'll see the different aspects of the prohibitions. Hashem yizaken ledatam al buryam. Hashem should merit us to know all of them with clarity. So here we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next class.